The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
It's my pleasure to welcome you to God's presence in this second service. We are grateful to God for His blessings in the first service, and we know that in this second service, He will bless us again in the name of Jesus. Well, it's our anointing service, anointing for financial dominion and prosperity. Anointing for financial dominion and prosperity. And I'll be speaking on a message titled Prospering in Times Like This, Part 2. Prospering in Times Like This, Part 2. There are two things that the children of Israel came out with from Israel, according to Psalms 105 verse 37. Psalm 105 verse 37. There are two major things that they came out with from Israel. The Bible says, He brought them forth. Can we read it together, everybody, on the screen, if possible? One, two, go. He brought them forth also with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble person among their tribes. There are two major things the children of Israel came out from Egypt. The first one is silver and gold. The second one is sound health. The Bible says not one of them was feeble. Not one of them was sick. In 3 John verse 2, the Bible says, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. So, one of God's major intentions for us is prosperity in silver and gold and in health. And the first service, I took time to explain to us what is prosperity extensively. I will just pick the last two. I said prosperity means flourishing and thriving in finances and in all good fortune. Prosperity means prospering or thriving or flourishing or thriving in finances and all good fortune. Also, I said in the first service, what is prosperity? Prosperity means ability to meet not only your needs, but the needs of others. That is, you have become a blessing to others. That will be somebody's testimony here. I say that will be somebody's testimony here. Quickly, beloved, in the first service, I spoke to us about four reasons why God wants you to prosper. Number one, I said, it is one of the reasons why Jesus came. 2 Corinthians 8 verse 9, for you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though He was poor, though He was rich, He became poor, so that you, through His poverty, might become rich. 2 Corinthians 8 verse 9. Though He was rich, He became poor, so that you, through His poverty, might become rich. Number two reason why you must prosper is that God wants you to be comfortable and blessed. I said that in the first service. You can get the CD. It will bless you. Number three, I said, God wants us to spread the gospel everywhere. Zechariah 1 verse 17. God wants us to spread the gospel everywhere. Number four, I said, He owns everything and He wants to bless you also. Somebody say amen. But in this second service, I'll be showing us more reasons why God wants you to prosper. Number five, for those who were in the first service, and number one, for those who are here right now, why God wants to prosper is that to have a say in your family, in your community, and in your society. To have a say, somebody said to have a say. Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 16. The poor man's wisdom is despised. The wisdom of a poor man is despised. Then said I, wisdom is better than strength. Nevertheless, the poor man's wisdom is despised, and his words are not heard. Nobody wants to hear the wisdom of a poor man. A poor man might have wisdom, but when he speaks, people don't want to listen to his wisdom. They will say, if you had wisdom, your wisdom should have produced something for you by now. One of the reasons why God wants you to prosper is that you can have a say in your family. When a person doesn't have anything, if they are doing family meeting, if he says, I want to say something, they will say, keep quiet, no need to say anything. If they are doing family meeting and somebody has money and he did not say anything, they will say, sir, brother, uncle, father, say something. Say, no, I know what I mean. Say, no, you must say something. You must say something. You must have something to say. And then he will get up and say, okay, since they say I should say something, this is what I want to say. And they say, yes, what you have said now is what you're going to do. God wants you to prosper so that you can have mouth there. You know what that means in vernacular? So that you can have what? Mouth there. So that you can have mouth there. Yeah, you can interpret it. You will have mouth there. I say you have mouth there. When they are contributing something in your family, you will not just be there. You will have something to contribute. Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Number six reason why God wants you to prosper is to escape sickness and destruction. Poverty is a destroyer. Proverbs 10 verse 15. Proverbs chapter 10 verse 15. Poverty destroys very fast. The rich man's wealth is his strong city. The destruction of the poor is their poverty. What is the destruction of the poor? I say, what is the destruction of the poor? What destroys the poor is poverty. Povertitis. That is what destroys the poor. So when a person is poor, you will not be poor. I say you will not be poor. I say you will not be poor. What destroys the poor person is their poverty. Because when they are a little sick, they should go to the hospital. They will be putting concussion together. When they should go and treat themselves for small, small things that are wrong with them, that they don't have faith to handle, they will stay in the house. Poverty is a destroyer. Poverty is a killer. You will live long. I say you will live long. Poverty will never be your portion. In the name of Jesus. 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 Number seven. Why does God want me to prosper? Number seven. The reason is because poverty makes a person to compromise. God wants you to prosper because the poor always compromise. They lie. They cheat with ease. A poor person will lie about almost everything. A poor person will want to cheat another person of little resources. 10 naira, he will cheat. 10 naira, I know it's something. 100 naira, I know it's something. Then he will graduate from that level and be graduating and graduating and be graduating from primary school of poverty to secondary school of poverty to the polytechnic of poverty and the university of poverty. After matriculating in the school of poverty, he will graduate into poverty. Kai. That will never be your portion. I said that will never be your portion. The poor always, a poor person will easily compromise. If you are blessed as a lady and one small guy with one old rickety BMW because it has AC, now winds down and say, hello, pop in now. Let me drop you anywhere you are going. And then his car is wrecking of cigarettes. And then you can see brandy there. You tell him, no, I'm not your brand. I'm not in your class. You can carry anybody anywhere, not people like me. Hello. Because you have something. When you don't have anything, you say, please open the door. Let me enter. Poverty will make a person to compromise. You will not be poor. I say you will not be poor. When you are poor, small, small shawarma, they will be using it to catch you. When you are poor, small, small shawarma. How much is shawarma now? 1,000. Hallelujah. Because of poverty. But when your parents are loaded, pocketically loaded. You are loaded also. Your fiancé is loaded. Your people around you are loaded. How much is your... My friend, go and die with your shawarma. Go and shawarma yourself. My friend, clear from here. You think I'm a nobody who want to clear me with cause of shawarma. Hallelujah. That's what we are talking about when we are talking about being blessed. Nobody can just mesmerize you anyhow. Hallelujah. Somebody is here, you will change class. You are not too small to command dominion. You are not too small to command respect. People of your age in many other countries, they are already super blessed. So don't let anybody ping your brain. You are going somewhere. I say you are going somewhere. I say you are going somewhere. I say you are going somewhere. And no devil will be able to stop you. Number 8 reason why God wants you to escape poverty is that poverty makes a person become beggarly. And there is no honor and dignity in begging. Poverty makes a person become beggarly. Look looks beggarly. Everything looks beggarly. When a person is poor, if he comes near a person's car, and the person is talking with maybe his friend or his wife, they will really wind up. And then they are coming. Poverty makes a person have one beggarly look. And in begging, there is no... Do you know, even in United Nations, beggarly countries are not honored. Poor countries, even in United Nations. United Nations is like a leveler where every country can come. Where every country can come and they can... When you are poor, you don't... There's some country, they call them G7. You know what I'm talking about. They are G7 because of the level of wealth they command. Get set. After this series, God will be changing your levels permanently. There are some countries in the United Nations, when they are speaking, everybody will rise up. There are some countries when they are talking, people will bring out their phone and be chatting. People will switch off the speaker in front of them. What was he saying? If you know how to do it, why didn't you all along? We'll be able to cure your nation. But there are some, when they come in, everybody, can you please rise up for the president of the... Hallelujah. Some countries, they've so managed their wealth that their currency, one of it, can buy valuable things. There are some countries, their currency... Praise the Lord. You will not beg. As for Nigeria, there will be a change of story here. Mark it. In our generation, we will see things get better. While we are on earth here, we will see things get better. And don't forget, there are still some countries poorer than Nigeria. So if you only are thinking that there are still some countries poorer than Nigeria. But I pray we will escape every evil. Essentials for financial dominion in the first service, beloved, I spoke to us about right thoughts and mindset. How do you get financial dominion? I said, you must have the right thoughts. And you must have the right mindset. Your thoughts matter if you are going to enjoy surplus. Your thoughts is the root that bears the fruits. Every tree you see that has fruits, its product is from the root. If there will be prosperity in your life, you must have prosperity thoughts in your root. You must think it daily. You must think of success daily. You must think of what God is saying concerning you daily. Somebody say daily. What is under the ground produces what is on the ground. The wealth Nigeria is enjoying now is from under the ground, but it's producing things on the ground. What your life will produce tomorrow is not this physical cloth that will produce it. That's why I said in the first service, marry a man because of his mindset, not his handset. I said that in the first service. You can get the CD to bless you a lot. If you want to marry, then say, this handset is very good. This man has a, he has two handsets. He has three handsets. Ah, this guy has a car. Don't marry a guy because of handsets. Marry him because the way when he talks sensibly. When he communicates, he's talking of vision. He's talking of the future. The future will be all right. This is what we want to do. I'm ready to go forward. I'm ready to do this. I mean, that's how to marry, not somebody who is only talking of rubbish. More often than not. And I pray for somebody here today. You are getting a new mindset today. And that mindset will produce prosperity for you. You cannot comprehend in your mind what you cannot apprehend. You cannot comprehend in your mind anything and not apprehend it in your hand. If you can comprehend it in your mind, you will apprehend it in your hand. I didn't tell you that in the first service. If you can think it in your mind, you can get it in your hand. So your comprehension determines your apprehension. Your comprehension determines what you can handle. Friends, think right. Don't think negative. Don't think this small business cannot grow. Your total business, your total goods that you are selling now is less than 100,000. That same 100,000 can go to 100 million. It's because you are thinking wrong. The Bible says we should not despise the days of little beginnings. This small business. This small business will soon begin to produce fruits. Somebody say amen. But you must let it be in your mind so that you can stick with it. You can stay with it till you see it become, you see it come to pass. Get set. Your continuous labor will bring forth great fruits for you. Your continuous labor will bring forth great fruits for you. The first service, I told us also extensively on how to access the right thought. I said, get the right information, embrace the word of God, associate correctly, and engage in covenant practice. Somebody say amen. In this second service, beloved, I'll be showing us another major force for getting financial dominion. This force is a non-transferable responsibility. No one becomes prosperous without this force. Everyone without this force is exempted from prosperity. Everyone that doesn't have what I'm about to talk about now can never taste prosperity. It's called the force of faith. The force of faith. The force of faith. Faith is key to prosperity. If God will do anything, faith must be involved. If God will bless you, faith must be involved. If God will prosper you, faith must be involved. If God will change your level, faith must be involved. If God will give you riches, faith must be involved. If God will prosper the career that you are doing and take you to the highest height, faith must be involved. If there is no faith, it is fake. Anywhere you go, and you don't see faith, just know that nothing can work there. Because God cannot do anything except he sees faith. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6, it says, without faith, it is impossible. Somebody say impossible. It is impossible to please God. You can't get anything done without faith. You can't please God. You can't get his attention. You can't get his love. You can't get anything because you don't have faith in him. Faith is what makes things work in this kingdom. Get ready. God will be baptizing you with the spirit of faith in Jesus' name. Quickly, wonderful people, great people. What is faith? Faith is partnering with God to accomplish his task on earth. Faith is partnering with God to accomplish God's task on earth. That is faith. Partnering with God. Joining hands with God to accomplish God's task in your life on earth. Number two, what is faith? Faith is believing before seeing. Faith is believing. You have not yet seen it, but you believe it. Baba God, I believe you. I believe everything where you say. As you talk, amo, you go do, amo. Baba God, oh, I believe you. You have not yet seen it, but you believe it. He said it directly to you as you are reading the scriptures. He said it to you through his servant. You believe it. You just believe it. You saw it in the scripture, you believe it. He said it to you through his servant, you believe it. You read it in a book of an anointed servant of God, you believe it. You have not yet seen it, but you believe it. Everything you are seeing that is created was created for something that was not seen. That's faith. Everyone that will enjoy financial dominion must have faith. Must possess faith. Number three, what is faith? Faith is a force that has evidence, and the evidence is in action. Hebrews 11 verse 1. Faith is a strong force that has evidence, and the evidence is action. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for. The evidence, somebody say evidence. Evidence of things not seen. Faith has evidence. What is evidence that you believe? Action. You take steps. That's faith. One day, God spoke to Abraham and said, at his old age, you are going to have a son. This time next year, your wife would have had a son. And then at that age, at 99 years, his wife was already 90 years. She was already mega old. Yet, he took action. You know the action I'm talking about. And something happened. There was a production of a guy called Isaac. It is in taking action that you have faith. That you show that you have faith. No action, no faith. No taking of steps in what you believe. There's nothing like faith there. If you believe that God is a rewarder God and he doesn't owe people, he's a covenant keeping God, then why are you not in the covenant with him? Why do you eat your tithe? If you believe that he's a God that answers prayers, it is lack of faith. You don't believe it. You don't believe that he will keep his own part. You don't believe it. You believe that if I don't eat this 10%, no, my life cannot be okay. Okay, if even when I had this 10% with it, it's not enough. If I now remove this one, no, it cannot be enough. You lack faith. It's a sign of lack of trust, complete lack of trust in God. Faith is evidenced by action, corresponding action. One day, God spoke to Abraham. He said, take thy son, thy only son, which thou lovest. He said, go and offer him unto me. I feel like drinking blood. And the Bible says, he traveled for 3 days. God gave him opportunity to change his mind. He took journey for 3 days. Genesis 20, 22. He took that son and they went on a journey. He laid him on the, laid him down, took the knife. Was about to slaughter him when God sent an angel and stopped him and said, stop there. Now I believe. Now I know that you love me. Now I know that you have faith in me. And God swore concerning him. Say, I swear concerning you. He entered into sworn blessing because he had faith in God. God will enter into a sworn blessing concerning you today. God swore, I will bless you so much, nobody will be able to comprehend the blessing. You will be a father of nations. I will do wonders in your life. I will open doors for you. I will assist you. I will help you. You did this. You have faith in me. Then I will surprise you. God will surprise somebody here. I say God will surprise somebody here. Your faith in God will bring about testimonies for you. I say your faith in God will bring about testimony for you. How to connect with faith for financial dominion? How do we connect with faith? Before we go into that quickly this morning, what are the levels of faith? We have the low faith level, Mark 4 verse 40. Low faith level, Mark chapter 4 and verse 40. And he said unto them, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? No faith. Why is it that you don't have faith? No faith. Your faith is empty. Your faith will not be empty here today. I say your faith will not be empty here today. The second level is little faith. The first one is low faith or no faith. The second one is little faith. Matthew 14, 27. All through to 31. Little faith will produce little results. But straightway, Jesus spoke unto them, saying, be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid. And Peter answered and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me to come unto thee on the water. And he said, come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. And when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid and beginning to sink. He cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith. Why did you doubt? Maybe you have started walking on water. You have started doing what your brothers could not do. Why did you doubt me that I cannot assist you again? Why did you suddenly begin to doubt me? I helped you to this extent. Why do you doubt me that I cannot sustain you beyond this level? God is speaking to somebody here today. Number three level of faith is great faith, which you can see in the life of the centurion in Matthew 8, verse 15 to 13. Matthew 8, verse 5 to 13. Matthew chapter 8. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion, beseeching him, and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home, sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. And the centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou should come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this one, go, and he goeth, and to another one, come, and he cometh, and to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. And when Jesus heard it, he marveled, and said to them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith. I have not seen this kind of great faith. I shouldn't bother to go to your house. I should just say something and you believe. And the Bible says, as Jesus said it, at that self same hour, there was deliverance. Somebody is receiving great faith here today. And number four kind of level of faith is exceedingly great faith. 2 Thessalonians 1 verse 3. Exceedingly. This kind of faith is exceedingly. And that is the kind of faith God will give you today. Say a louder amen now. Say a louder amen. We are bound to thank God always for thee. We are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is meant, because that your faith groweth exceedingly. We will always thank God for you. Why? Your faith is growing. Your faith in God is growing. Sometimes I see some believers and I shake my head. If you are a believer and your faith is not growing, you are at risk. If you are a believer and your faith is not growing, you are at the issue of financial dominion might be a mirage. Don't forget, anything that is not growing is dying. Anything that is not improving is dying. So you must move from no faith or low faith. Then you must move to little faith. Then you must move to great faith. Then you move to exceedingly great faith. Not to be scratching the ground. Your faith must be improving. Your faith must be growing. Your faith must be improving. Your faith must be... Somebody is here. Nobody will see your faith at the same level it used to be. I say nobody will see your faith at the same level it used to be. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. Your faith will keep growing. I say your faith will keep growing. Your faith will keep growing. Your faith will keep growing. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. How do you contact faith for financial dominion? Prosperity is a choice and poverty is a choice. To assess prosperity, you need your own faith. You cannot use another man's headlights to drive in the night. You need to build your own faith personally. How do you build your faith? From the word of God. Romans chapter 10 verse 17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You have to build your personal faith. You have to build your faith. You have to soak yourself in the word of God to assess financial dominion. Soak yourself in the word. All these 3 days, 4 days without reading the Bible, it shows you are not growing. 1 week without reading the Bible, it shows something is wrong. How can your Bible be gathering dust? Your Bible is gathering dust. Whereas your plate in a day is receiving food like 4 times. Eat, wash it, eat, wash it, eat, wash it, eat, wash it. Stomach is receiving food. Life, destiny itself, not receiving any food. Why? Why? That's an anathema. It's an abnormality. That means growing physically, but not growing spiritually. Somebody's here today. A new hunger for God's word is coming for you in Jesus' name. Faith is a growing force. As your faith is growing, your finances will be growing. Because faith will give you grace to take steps which you will never take normally. Faith will make you take steps which you can never dare on your own. Faith, 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 faith. Friends, keep building your faith and you will see yourself improving. Keep pumping faith into yourself. Keep reading the scripture. Load yourself with messages. Buy books. Read. Get yourself information so that you can escape deformation. Somebody is here today. That will be your testimony. I say that will be your testimony. I say that will be your testimony. You will have information that will make you escape deformation. Somebody say amen. Somebody say a big amen. Amen. I can't imagine somebody in this church wanting to prosper. And you have never read Prosperity in Recession. Right there in the bookshop. You have never read it. And you want to prosper in a period like this. And you have never read Prosperity in Recession. Everyone that will prosper, there's what to do. Some invest their money in nightclub. Some invest their money in food only. We call them FFO. I don't know what they call them now. Some invest their money in an MTN alone. Just use it, just... Data finished loaded. Some invest their money on information that will lead to their transformation. Your value for word determines your dominion. Your value for the word determines your dominion. Your value for the word determines your dominion. Somebody here will dominate. I say somebody here will dominate. Discovery of the truth is the beginning of your financial recovery. John 17 verse 17. Sanctify them through thy word, for thy word is truth. The discovery of the truth is the beginning of your recovery. John 17, 17. Sanctify them through thy truth, for thy word is truth. Somebody is here today. You will discover a lot in the name of Jesus. And your faith will be built up. I say your faith will be built up. Friends, take responsibility for your faith. Take responsibility for your faith. Take responsibility for your faith. Do you know if you are reading 3 to 4 chapters of the Bible per day, within 6-7 months, you'll finish the whole Bible. If you are reading 6 to 7 chapters per day, within 3 months, you will finish the whole Bible. If every day, just keep at it. Your faith is being built up. When opportunities come, you grab it because your faith can handle it. Nobody here will miss golden opportunities again. Nobody here will miss golden opportunities again. You know, when your faith is built up, you are working in an organization. When there are tough challenges, you put your neck there and you solve it. That's what brings solution to your, that's what brings promotion. But when you don't have faith, when there are big challenges, you withdraw. You say, I can't handle this thing. Because you have not built your faith to handle humongous challenges. Friends, as you build your faith today, may you change class in finances in the name of Jesus. Many of your friends will come and be taking lectures from you. I say many of your friends will come and be taking lectures from you. Many of your friends will come and be taking lectures from you. Say a louder amen. That will be your testimony in Jesus' mighty name. It's also an anointing service this morning. It's called the Anointing for Financial Dominion. Just like we read this morning in our call to worship in Isaiah 45 verse 1 to 3 particularly. The Bible was talking about the anointing of Cyrus. And one of the things about the anointing of Cyrus is wealth and financial dominion. The Bible says, thus saith the Lord to his anointed. To his what? To his anointed. And that is Cyrus, whose right hand I have holden to subdue nations before him. And I will loose the loins of kings to open before him the 2 leaf gates. And the gates shall not be shut. No gate shall be shut against you. I will go before you and make the crooked places straight. That is after you have been anointed. I will go before you and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron. Why? The anointing on you. I will give unto thee treasures of darkness. That is talking about wealth of people who are unbelievers. Unbelievers will sell their father's property and sell it for you for cheap. That's what the Bible is talking about. They will sell off their companies and just give it to you. Companies that is worth $100 million, they just sell it for you for less than $1 or $2 million. Go back there, please, if you can. Thank you, Jesus. I will give thee the treasures of darkness. I want to say amen. And hidden riches of secret places, the wealth they hid. They went to hide in different places. I will give it unto you. They didn't want you to get it, but I will give it to you. Somebody say amen. And that thou mayest know that I, the Lord, which called thee by name, I am the God of Israel. Somebody say amen. Well, that's why we're here today. God, via the anointing of this morning, we give you hidden riches of secret places. He will give you treasures of darkness. The wealth they have gathered for years and hid somewhere, he will transfer it to you and your children. He will transfer it to you and your family members. Somebody say amen. One of the work of the anointing, amongst other things, is to break yokes. Anointing breaks yokes. Isaiah 10 verse 27. It breaks yokes. So if your parents are poor and you are noticing that the things on their life is also imagining on your life, then today you can also experience deliverance. I said Isaiah 10, 27. Thank you, Lord. And it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulders and the yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. So the anointing destroys the yoke of poverty, chronic poverty, struggling in business without any result. Anointing frustrates their plan. Anointing destroys every power that makes a person not to make quantifiable progress. Anointing breaks that yoke. The chain holding you down to one spot is broken today. The chain that is stopping you from succeeding, that chain is broken today. Everything standing in your life, stopping your bank account from having many more zeros behind the figures, that power be removed today in Jesus' name. Get ready, businessmen, you'll be getting mega contracts. Get ready, career men, you'll be receiving unusual favor from your places of work. In the name of Jesus. Delayed promotions shall be arrested in Jesus' name. New ideas will come for you. I say new ideas will come for you. In the name of Jesus. And I pray that no one here shall be stranded again. So shall it be. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Give Jesus a big clap, he's worthy. Hallelujah. Is that the best you can do to thank God? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.